All right, we'll pray and we'll jump into this. Dear Yah, we just bless you as the Most High God that you are. We thank you that your presence is just with us, and we value it greatly. And right now we seek wisdom and understanding on today, and we bless you in advance for it. And we just thank you for all things. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. I was in prayer today, and there's just some different things that he was just dealing with me about on today, but one specific thing stood out, and he wanted me to share it with you guys on today. And you know, as the past few weeks, I've been kind of saying, hey, I've been sending, giving warnings and stuff like that, asking about relationship with Yah and fellowship and stuff like that, because it's leading to a stage of life, for lack of a better way to put it, where Yah wants us to be as the children of the kingdom. And and so it's like he asked me this question, and I went over and examined things, and you know, I had to, you know, honestly judge myself, and I want to encourage you to do the same thing. These are the things that that keep us striving for perfection in Christ, and it's important for us to examine you know, ourselves. And I, like I said, I do it quite a bit. The question that he asked me, he was like, I want you to examine yourself and see how you've grown. And you know, and obviously, you know, I started thinking, I was like, yeah, I've grown quite a bit, you know, over the years. And then he added to that, and it became more challenging as I thought about it. You know, because in time y'all ask a question like that, it is because he is for lack of a better way to put it, it's like he's encouraging us to again be always striving toward perfection. Always, you know, work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And so when he asked me this, he was like, okay, have you grown? And I was like, well, yeah, I've grown. And so he said, how do you determine it? And y'all know, anytime stuff like that happens, the first thing we'll do is we'll start looking back on, you know, how we started out, you know, as a follower of Christ, and you know, we'll look back on things, and we'll start to deal with things from a perspective of how much we understand as far as the scriptures and stuff like that is concerned. And so I'm doing all these things, and Yah was like, I'm not saying to you how much you know. He said, because you know, people have a tendency to be able to quote scriptures. You know, I can probably ask everybody got a favorite scripture or something that, you know, you quote, and you know, you may have stuff around your house, on your walls, on, you know, different things like that, different scriptures, you know, Lord is my shepherd, you know, I should not want, you know, just different things like that. Lord's Prayer, all these different things where we can look at in certain scriptures. We may have favorite scriptures. I have favorite scriptures and things like that. And so Yah was like, I'm not talking about the perspective of what you know. He said, I'm talking about the perspective of what you do, what you know. And so when he came at me that way, I was like, okay, I got to be a little bit more careful about this thing then, answering this question. Because growth is not how many scriptures we quote, how many Bible verses we know. Growth is based upon the actions we put to what we know. The scripture said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so all of the scriptures that I know, you know, I know this book fairly well. And so all the scriptures that I know, Yah was like, okay, but what are you actually implementing? What are you actually applying to your life on a daily basis? You know it is, says, love thy neighbor as thyself, but do you? Is that an action word? Is it something that you say? We know that my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We know that verse, but do we know what it means? And are we applying that into action?
So can I ask a question or make a statement, I guess? So in what I'm hearing you saying is what I see a flash of is parable where the master gave his servant certain talents.
Mm-hmm.
And in this instance, could it be that the knowledge is the talents? Like the knowledge that's come forth is equated to the talent in that analogy.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't how many talents that you have, right? It ain't how much knowledge you have. It's what you do with those talents.
And I see what you're saying from that point.
With that knowledge, that's more important than just the knowledge itself.
Right, because you had, you know, so from the perspective that you're saying, you had one person who was given one talent.
Maybe he had a little knowledge.
But the point is, he didn't do nothing with what he had.
Right.
He took and put and dug a hole and put it into it and hold it. And the master came back and was like, well, at least you could have, put my money in the bank or whatever, and I could have got interest off of it. In other words, there was something that you could have done with what I gave you, but yet you had knowledge of it. And your concern was just about making sure that that you didn't lose what was given to you instead of taking it, trying to produce something with it. That is a perspective that coincides with how Yah was dealing with me on. And so we know, and there are a lot of scriptures that I be quoting, and we can go and look at those if we have need to. And so Yah was like, okay, there's a lot. It's from the perspective of the talent now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that has been given to you, and so I require a lot out of you. And so when we look at this growth, as Yah was challenging me as far as the growth is concerned, it was like, okay, again, all these things that you understand from Genesis to Revelation, all these concepts, all these precepts upon precept, line upon line that you understand. It was like, okay, growth is not determined by what you're able to quote. Growth is not based upon the understanding of the scripture or based upon what elders say, what the talent that's put in your hand. The growth is determined by what you do with the talent. The growth is determined by what we implement, how we implement that word. We know, again, I'll say it again, we know that we're supposed to love our neighbors ourselves, but growth is when we actually implement what we know. We can even go as far as saying that we don't understand what we know until we actually implement it. So a person may say, I get it, but until they're actually walking in the footsteps of that, it can't be done. What's my proof? James 2. Says a man may say that he have work, but then James going, a man may say that he has faith. He said, but I'll show you my faith by my works. And so you get people that talk faith. You can see it on social media all the time. You can get people that talk faith, but you see very few people walk faith. And so Yah was challenging me. He was like, okay, he said, since you are you've come such a long way in these years that I've dealt with you, have you truly grown? I answered the question, and Yah was like, you answered correctly. Now, at this particular time frame, I'm not going to tell you what he said, because that's between me and Yah. I'm speaking to you, and what Yah is speaking to you about is between you and Yah. So he sent me to ask you the question, since I was asked the question. So can each one of us go back and look at our lives throughout all these years, and can we actually say, for lack of a better way to put it, we are walking by faith? We are walking in what we know. Can we truly say it? Can we truly say that we're living the lifestyle by which the scriptures has taught us, and we understand all this stuff we know, all this revelation that Yah has given us on a weekly basis? Are we walking that line, though? Or do we just have the information? You know, we dealt with wisdom before. We dealt with knowledge. Wisdom, you know, is the ability to use your knowledge. And so we got all this information, years and years of information, years and years of revealing of the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. Now, all this revealing that has been exposed to us, then there should be something that's manifesting in each one of our lives to go along with all this exposing.
In other words, you're saying there should be action on our part by learning what we have learned all these years.
Right. And so we'll look at these books and some scriptures that I just kind of quoted, and we'll come back to Ephesians 4. And so when you look at, as I quoted the scriptures, as far as faith was concerned, James 2 verse 17 says, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Faith, now, what is faith? Complete trust in Yah, reliance in Yah. Most time when you ask a person what is faith, they'll quote the scripture, because they don't have the walking example of it to identify what it is. So most of the time you ask a person what is faith, they'll quote Hebrews 11 and 6. Without faith is impossible to please God. That ain't what faith is. That just told you what happens, because that shows you what happens in relationship with Yah when we don't walk in. But most people define that as faith. What is faith? Hebrews 11 and 6. Now faith is a substance thing, hope for the evidence of things not seen. That's what the scripture says. The word faith itself, what is faith itself? What is that word? It is complete trust. It is complete reliance on Yah. It doesn't determine your outward manifestation of things. It is the hope in Yah even when there is no hope. Faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen. My faith is always intact when things are working or not, because my trust is in Yah, whether things are working or not. That's faith in its genuine form. Faith is trusting Yah, period. That's why Mark 11:22 starts out that way. Have faith in Yah. My complete trust. Our complete trust is in Yah. So when you look at verse 17 of James 2 to the right of the screen, it says, even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. A lot of people talk faith. Like I said, you can see it in social media all the time. People stand up and thank God about stuff all the time. But there's no corresponding action to go with that. And so it's like I like to always say what you know, my own pastor say as far as that is concerned. He said, well, most people think it's faith. It's not really faith at all. It's high expectation, but they've been misinformed. Or he says high expectation off of wrong information. So he says in verse 18, he said, yeah, a man may say thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So when we look at it from that perspective, growth is shown in action, not in what we say. I can say I'm this man of God and walking in the understanding of the scriptures all I want to. I can quote the book all I want to. I can talk about how awesome God is all I want to. But if I have no corresponding action to go along with it, I'm just tingling brass and sounding cymbals. So y'all challenged me. He said, son, how much have you grown? I look back on my life and I came to a conclusion. I said, yeah. I said, when my life is examined, you can see my faith. Go back and look at my life since I've been preaching. You see your faith walk. I don't walk by what I see. I walk by what I know. And what I know is the word. So I walk by the word. I live by the word. I don't walk by sight. My complete trust and my complete reliance is in Yah and what he has said. And I don't care how it turned out. I'm still going to say he's who he is. I remember times when my family and I was homeless, and people who were at the church at the time will tell you that I would walk in that pulpit and still talk about how God could bless you. And we'll walk out of that pulpit and walk right upstairs to sleep in classrooms and take baths in a laundry basket. Because my faith was not in what I was, where we were at that particular time. The faith was in Yah. And I knew Yah could do exactly what he said that he could do. And my circumstance didn't determine my walk with Yah. So I'm kind of telling y'all in a nutshell. When I examined my life, I said, Yah, I walk the walk. I don't talk it. I don't talk about trusting Yah. I trust him. Doing that is not always easy on the flesh. But what does carnality have to do with it? Yah says, I judge faith by action, not in what a person says. I judge faith by action, not in how many scriptures we can quote. As I mentioned over and over, over and over, over and over, I know the book from Genesis to Revelation. There's very seldom that you can go to any place in that book that I'm not familiar with. And I'm just saying that just to benefit of doubt. I'm pretty sure that there's no place you can go where I can't. Yeah. I've just been in it that long. But y'all was like, okay, how much of that do you actually apply? How much of that do you actually walk in? Lon, do you walk in Hebrews 11, verse 1? Do you walk in James 2, verse 17? You know it. You can quote it. But do you walk in? And so he gives Ephesians 4. And Ephesians 4 says, I'll just start at verse 11. It says, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. He says, for the perfecting of the saints. That's growth. It says, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. These three things, he says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, to be all coming to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of Yah unto a perfect man. That perfect man is mature. It's mature. Growth unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. When you look at that word fullness means Yah's saying, I don't want you just to have some of it. He said, I want you to overflow it. I want it to overflow from you. The reason why the reason why we have and I'm going to just say it from the perspective of what Christ is, because Christ means anointed. It's not Jesus' last name. The reason why we don't see a lot of things take place in the so-called body of Christ nowadays is because people are not overflowing with the fullness of that anointing. Folks just got just a teacup of enough just to survive. So the power of Yah is not seen because folks are too busy trying to consume it up on themselves. Everybody's seeking the anointing for self-gratification. But Yah said, I need you in the fullness of it. I want you so filled with my spirit that it's like it's crammed inside of you. And always overflowing. Question. Do you have an effect on everybody's life that you come in contact with in a positive way? Because that fullness will manifest itself in a way to where you affect people's lives in a way that causes a change one way or another. You don't have to go around talking about, you know, your child of God either. The fullness overflows in the lives of other people, and it causes them to see that there is a change that's necessary, and they desire it.
So, question.
Okay, go ahead.
When you're saying fullness of Christ,
mm-hmm.
I keep thinking about positivity, but I don't think that's really.
You talking about?
I'm talking more like it's like there's so much. I mean, there's positivity instead of negativity. So it's fullness. I'm trying to say like it's fullness the same as being positive, the positive aspects of it. But I guess not.
No, it is, because when you look at verse 14, it says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried away with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. This fullness manifests a mental disposition that causes us, like you said, to operate in a way whereby we're not immature. when you look at verse 13, this is talking about maturity. Well, the opposite of this fullness is immaturity. So yeah, I do see what you're saying, and you are correct. You can call it a positive and a negative. Okay? Fullness calls positivity. A child not operating in the fullness is going to be tossed to and fro. It causes negativity. That's exactly what it is. So yes, it does have a perspective to it. Okay? Verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith of the knowledge of the Son of Yah unto a perfect, when you look at the word perfect, it says complete growth, mental and moral character. The body is put together, especially when you're dealing with how Paul is dealing with the structure of the church, but at the same time, we as the Jew understand the same concept. Paul is talking about the importance of structures being in place that cause people to grow. And he said these positions, ministry positions, are put in place to cause people to perfect so that we don't act no more like children. Just tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. So yeah, it does have a perspective as far as that is concerned. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, everywhere. Everybody examine their life and see how much growth have we taken place in our lives. In all things, there should be maturity. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make an increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. The body should be edified by this fullness, by growth. There are some things I don't even like teaching on. I'll use this for an example. I don't even like teaching on money because I think folks ought to be grown up enough to know. I think you have to tell children the light bill need to be paid. A grown person understand it. I'm just using that for an example. That's why I never teach about money, because I'm like, okay, if you're growing, then that's something that should be understood. I shouldn't have to tell you stuff. Sit up in your house, why the light get turned off? That's how a kid operate. Kids just flip them on and leave them on. I just tell my girls all the time, I'll be glad when y'all grow up. They start growing up when they had to pay some of their light bill then. They turn it off now. Because maturity. Maturity be like, oh, wait a minute, let me turn it off, because that means that it's look coming out of my pocket if I don't turn it off. Just using that for an example. And so that's why there are certain things I refuse to teach on. I refuse to go back and say, okay, y'all, this is what we... No, I ain't doing that. Time for growth. And it's time to quit talking it and walking it. Start walking it. I once had an individual to tell me, he was like, we were at the gym one time, and we got to talk about, you know, somebody you know, break into your house or something like that. And the guy was like, he said, I just pray. I almost hit him. I said, you just pray? Yeah, man. I just pray. I said, man, they ain't beating your wife and beating your kids. And you would just get down on your knees and pray? He said, yeah, man, I just pray. I said, man, I almost hit you, man. I'm being for real. I almost hit you. I said, there's a time and a place for everything. And that ain't a time to be playing, bro. Moses tried that.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. God's like, why you
praying for me? Get up, tell people to move forward. Moses, why cried out unto me? Go read it. Moses was standing at the Red Sea praying. Y'all said, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to move forward. It's time to move. Here this church, babies cry out all the time. People who grow move and work.
Could it be that because of all of the false doctrine that's being taught?
Yes, it is.
Because of all of the non-understanding that we've been having that we
you're checking the mail.
What it is, yeah. So, I mean, it's like, is that all the more reason why it's important, I guess, for this ministry? I guess with all of the information that we do receive and all the revelation that we do get that everybody else ain't getting, that we be harbingers of that message for other people out there who ain't getting the benefit of being in this ministry.
Right. And so even in that examination, y'all judges us all by the works that go along with what we profess. And when you look at, as the scriptures say in verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things. We should be growing in all things, not some of the things. It amazed me how many people say, yeah, you know, I can walk by faith right here, but no, I can't walk by faith right here. Y'all said we need to be maturing in all things. We need to grow in all things. You know, and I don't want to honk on it, but that's the reason why I don't. That's why I tell people, you know, if you want to give something, fine. If you don't, fine. That's your level of maturity that determines that. And a person may say, well, perhaps if I don't have, I don't have. Yeah, but everybody do what they want to do, though. My mindset when it comes down to things of the kingdom is using the example as far as the guy when he said he prayed. And I was like, man, no. By all means necessary, it's time to put some action with that thing. I'm the same way about that when it comes to everything. You will never find me sitting on my hands saying, well, I don't know what else to do. There's always something else to do. Babies talk like that. Mature saints of Yah understand that Yah is the God who on the Kala on a thousand hills, and there's always a way. There's always a way. And if it's not manifested, it's because Yah is saying there's something you can do. Yah won't do what you can do, but he always do what you can't. And that's the reason why, even when it comes down to as far as our project is concerned, I keep moving no matter what. Because I don't look at my ability to determine what needs to be done. I've never in my life done that. I've never looked at my own ability to determine how I move with Yah. That's why when you look back on my faith wall, you can see faith walking. You can see it. Go back and examine it. Go back and examine the time that you've been a part of this ministry and the things that y'all have done, and you see, you saw how he did it. Because there was always corresponding action with this word that was taught. Always. And I just heard the Spirit of Yah say this. We are a product of our environment. So whatever that environment is because of the product by which we have created to make that environment that way. It's time for us to grow. Now, as we look at this here, I want to move in another book. I'm going to keep this one up here. Yes, Hebrews 5. I'm going to keep this scripture up here to show you how they coincide. Now, as we've been going through the scriptures and we found out, Ephesians 4, that's Paul's writing to the Gentiles. But it's the same thing that is said to our nation. That's why I'm teaching that, because you know, when you go back and look at the law was written to our nation, but yet it's for the Gentiles learning. Well, Ephesians 4 is written to Gentiles, but it's also for our learning. Things can be implemented. But you see the same thing being spoken to us in Hebrews 5. So when we look at Hebrews 5, it says, for when the time ye ought to be teachers, Hebrews 5:12. Ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of Yah. And I become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Same thing here. Ephesians 4. He is a babe, but strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. When you look at the word full age, I'm going to show you here. When you look at the word full age, you see it? It says teleos. Look at perfect. Perfect. Teleos, same word. So they could have said right over here, for strong meat belongs to them that are perfect, mature. For those who, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern between good and evil. You know, Yahshua, sometimes Yahshua can get in a lot of trouble. Some of it, he knows. He's intelligent, he knows. But some stuff he get in trouble because he's a babe. He three. He don't get it. And he got that nature in him where he just, you know, what I like to call alpha male, he's just strong-willed and stuff like that. But sometimes he get in trouble because he trying to figure stuff out and he trying to understand how things work, and it ain't quite clicking with him that's evil. In other words, he can't discern between good and evil because he's a babe. We have to be careful that we don't get so to the point to where we're so full of the word that we're not implementing or putting it in action to the point that we can't discern from between good and evil. We can sit there thinking we're doing good and operating evil. We can sit there thinking we're operating the evil and can be doing good. We can't discern between the two if we don't grow. Me causes growth. Now, I'll pull up another scripture here, and we'll just look at them side by side. I'll leave Ephesians 4. I'll put John here. John 15, Ephesians 4, John 15, Hebrews 5. Y'all want growth out of us. John 15, verse 5 says, I am the vine. John 15, verse 1. I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Growth. And he tells how the growth take place. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit, cannot grow of itself, except in the vine and the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Growth calls us to abide. Now we got to look at and see what abide is now. Abide means to continue, endure, remain. Y'all was challenging me. He said, son, what circumstances over the years that you looked at times when that circumstance called you not to remain in me? I had to examine. Yeah, were there circumstances that made me doubt? What are situations that came about that made me not put my trust in you? What are circumstances that made me say what are circumstances that made me say that you didn't say it, or you didn't mean it, or you didn't give me the word? Are there circumstances that make me doubt what I know you said? Maturity makes you stand on the word of God, whether you see it working or not. Y'all can tell me, Lon, do this and I'll do it, and everything can crumble. But he said it. I don't care about it crumbling. He said it. I had the word. I was looking for a different outcome in my carnality, but y'all said what he said. And I'm going to put my trust in what he said, because I am growing. I know the word. I know when y'all is dealing with me, and I know how he walks with me. So I don't care how it look. I'm never gonna say y'all said something, then say he didn't say it later, because it ain't turned out how I want it. That's childish. You got to know what he said, and you got to stand on what he said, regardless of how it looked. Because he may not have said it for the outcome that we expected. You know, Zoe is a child. Every time she do something, she expected me to do something, because she did it. But as she grow, now I eat my plate. She coming in and grab my plate. If I'm eating my office, she coming in and grab my plate and go put my plate up. Because she's maturing. And she's entering into that age. She's 5. She'll be 6 next month. So she's entering into that stage where she's maturing, and she's saying, okay, you know, we clean stuff up. So, okay, Papa, your plate is sitting here. I'm going to get your plate for you and put it up. But back then, she used to do it and be like, okay, give me a nickel. That's how we are. We are children if we're not careful, because every time we do something for y'all, we're always looking for a nickel. As you pointed out, because that's how we've been taught. We've been taught to do things for y'all in order to get him to do things for us. and still realizing he's just a father who want to be a blessing to his children. So it's not anything we have to do in order for him to do it beyond our obedience. Just do it. It's obey. So if you don't remember anything, have the confidence to know that you are full of the word and you're walking in that word, and that word is manifesting in your life on a daily basis, whether it's the way we want it to or not. Let's faith. I was teasing my youngest daughter. Yeah, I ain't gonna tell everything in detail. I was teasing her and I was like, babe, look. Okay, you got to put your trust in Yah. You can't put your trust in your bank account. See, because if you put your trust in your bank account, guess what Yah finna touch? Your bank account. Call came from one God stand with you. It's going to be your bank account God or the Most High. And if he got to take down your bank account to get you, so get your mind straight. My bank account got a little bit lower than what she liked me. She was getting a little nervous. No, babe. That's not your source. God is your source. You've seen Daddy walk this walk. You were young, but you remember when you were homeless. You remember when you was taking baths in those laundry baskets. You remember those things. You remember sleeping in those classrooms. Matter of fact, she had got so used to sleeping in when we finally moved out of them, she couldn't sleep for the first week or two because she was telling me she was ready to go home. Dad, I'm ready to go home. I said, baby, you at home? No, Dad, I want to go to the church. I'm ready to go home. She was, you know, she's cool with it. But I'm like, you know, y'all's blessing now. You got to adjust. And so just remember that, man. Examine ourselves, you know. Let's examine ourselves and make sure that we're growing. And let's quit talking word. Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, because that's deception now. Scripture says, be ye a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. I'm going to say it like the way y'all said it. The devil don't have to trick us. We're doing it to ourselves. We're deceiving ourselves. The devil don't have to do it. Because we hear the scriptures, we know the scriptures, we don't implement the scriptures. And we have to be careful because Yah is judging our works accordingly. And if we're not careful, we're going to be disappointed with the outcome as far as the labor is concerned. So as we look at these here, three passages, I'll read all three of them again and then I'll close. Three books, that is. Ephesians 4 verse 11 said he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of Yah, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Yah want us in the overflow. Just to show you here. You look at the fullness. It says from 41:31. When you look at from 41:31, it says to replete. That means to fill completely, basically, in a nutshell. It says to cram. That's how I want you to cram with this. I want your overflowing in it. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftsmen whereby they lay in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Okay. John 15 verse 1 says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. God said, if we don't grow, we like a branch that don't bear fruit. We're not going to make it. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth. It's always a testing, a purging, a cleansing, pruning, tests and trials. There are always things going on. He purges and bring forth more fruit, because y'all always want us to produce. He always want us to grow. Don't ever think, you know, I've been doing this for a minute now and I still got a lot of growing to do. From my understanding of a tree, it grows until it dies. We're like the tree planted by the rivers of living water. You know, we operate in the kingdom, we should always be growing, always maturing, always developing. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. You're purged. That's what that is. That purge. It could have been said, now you are purged. Let's see. Purge. Same word. See it? It's just a little variation of it. Katharos. It's the same word. That clean and purge is the same word. Now ye are purged through the word. What purges us? What clean us up? The word. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except ye abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abide in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Growth. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done. I can do anything. There's no such thing as impossible. There's no such thing as can't. That does not even register in my mind. When y'all give me a word, there is no such thing that it can't be done. Because if we abide in him and I bear a word, if we abide in him, he abide in us, and that word is causing us to grow, we'll ask what we will, and he'll manifest it. He don't do that for children, because children don't know what they want. Y'all should be all over the place. One minute he want cookies, one minute he want donuts, one minute he want some candy, one minute he want soda, one minute he don't drink all the stuff, he'll leave it there on the table. Then you get him stuff he likes sitting in the bay window. He'll sit there and leave all the crumbs in the bay window. and you know, the cookies over here and everything. He just give you, he'll take whatever you give him. If you don't want it, he'll just take it and stuff be all over the place. That's how children operate in the kingdom. They're all over the place. Don't know what they want. You know, so as I have done, I encourage you to do the same thing. Just sit down with Yah and examine and honestly judge yourself and say, have I grown? Do I have the same mental disposition as I had 2 years ago? Have I grown? Do I still operate the same way? Is my mental disposition the same? Did I try something and it didn't work and I went and tried the same exact thing again? Am I maturing? Did I learn from it? Man, I thought about my niece when I said that. I ain't gonna call her name. I love her dearly. But that girl make the same mistake every year. She gonna do it again next year. Prosman said, now how can you say that about that girl? Because she don't grow. She don't have the word. When she starts getting in the word, then we might see a different result. So since there's no sign that she's going to get in the word by this time next year, she's going to be doing the exact same thing again next year. Exact same situation, exact same circumstance, exact same decision, exact same issue, exact same thing, exact same thing. I said exact. Exact same thing. Over and over. She's been making it for as 15 years or close to 20 years. 17, 18, come up in there. You can go look at her life. It's the exact same decision every year because the word is not causing no change. Oh, but she can talk on some scriptures, though. She'll put on that I love Jesus in a minute. Ain't God good, y'all? Give me five people say amen. All her friends start going down the list. Amen. 2 hours later, she be talking about, Lord, don't love me no more. What's that game that I'm through? What's that game that you know them chairs? Who?
The musical chair.
Yeah, musical chair. Some people just play musical chairs. Going around in circles, trying to get in the same seat. And y'all is trying to grow us past that seat. We keep going around in circles, we want to sit in that same seat. Well, that's all I got. Right of the screen, Hebrews 5, verse 13. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he is a babe. But strong meat. So when he's talking about using milk, he's talking about immaturity. Refusal to growth. People who refuse to grow know a lot of word, but they don't operate in it. But people who walk in the word constantly growing and constantly looking for opportunities to grow and become even better. As you mentioned, you need the positive. Verse 14, but strong meat belong to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. I remind you then as I close, one of the most dangerous things, and I'm just saying a different way, one of the most dangerous things is to think that we're doing good, but in reality it's evil. And one of the most dangerous thing is to conclude that something is evil when in reality it's good. Babes can't discern the difference. Babe will call good bad and bad good. All right, I'm finished. I'll stop here. Any questions, comments? We good? All right, Father Yah, we just bless your name on today, and we thank you for just revealing to us that we need to grow. Y'all just continue to show us the way, and just bless us to implement everything that we know, everything that we understand, as far as the scriptures are concerned, and we just thank you that. We do so to the highest degree when we speak the truth in love and walk in the things that's necessary to show that our growth is in you in all things. And we know at that time frame, your spirit will be overflowing in us to cause us to change lives of people that we come in contact with on a daily basis. Y'all bless us to leave your mark in the lives of people daily, and bless people not to see us but to see you through the works by which we manifest. And we just glorify you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.